They are fucking eating. Elle looked at Chloe, smiling. Tacos? She couldn't believe a day would come where she could actually pick what she wanted to eat at school. Chloe smiled back.
Tacos?
Jesus Christ, probably never had tacos either.
Amo stomped forward, going to the line. Amo was right, but Elle wasn't about to tell them that. They went through the line, this time not cutting, besides Leo. Technically, he cut to join them, though. Elle figured Nero had told them not to cut by how unhappy Amo and Vincent looked. After they went through the line, Elle headed to their table, but saw that it was already occupied.
What? We have always sat here.
Come on, Elle. We've moved.
Nero pushed her forward, keeping her going until the only empty table she saw was the one in the back corner, deep in robot territory.
You two, sit here.
Nero pointed to the two seats that faced the rest of the cafeteria. Elle and Chloe sat down while the boys took their seats. Elle couldn't see the rest of the cafeteria because their bodies blocked her view. She felt awkward.
Why did we move? This isn't our table.
Nero picked up his taco and took a bite.
Now it is.
We have sat at that table since freshman year.
Elle needed to be close to the door so she could escape if need be.
No one cares, sweetheart.
Vincent picked up his taco and took a bite. Elle stared at the boys, chowing down on their tacos.
Why would they move us?
Elle looked behind her.
It's just walls.
Elle looked in front of her.
They're blocking my view.
Elle leaned up to see over Vincent's head and saw that the whole football team was sitting at the surrounding tables. Realization hit Elle that only a tank or a sniper could reach her from now on. Elle quickly kissed Nero's cheek, finding it incredibly sweet he would do something like that for her. When he smiled at her, Elle's heart started to ache. She was really starting to care for Nero and wondered if she was going to regret that someday. Elle decided to finally start eating. After a few bites, she turned to Chloe.
Can we still go shopping tonight, or is your car not fixed yet? Lana told me it should be done after school, so we are going,
Chloe said happily.
The towing company was supposed to pick it up this morning. If it can't be fixed in time, then she's going to get me a loaner.
Thank God.
Good. Do you want to sleep over tonight?
Yep. We need to catch up on some movies.
Elle heard Nero mumble under his breath. Oh, Lord. She then kicked him under the table.
I have to know. Do girls really have pillow fights at slumber parties?
Vincent flashed his smile. Elle rolled her eyes.
Typical.
Yeah, I wondered that too,
Leo said.
Are you all serious?
Elle looked at their faces. They looked serious.
I want to know,
Amo chimed in. Nero turned and looked at her.
Do you?
Elle pushed at his shoulder.
No, we don't. We wear green face masks, paint each other's toenails, and watch old movies.
She looked around at their disappointed faces. Vincent threw down the rest of his taco.
Wow, Elle, thanks for killing our fucking dreams.
Nero watched Elle's ass as she followed Chloe into Spanish class. Hey, I can't help it. He had pulled Elle aside earlier, telling her he had wanted to take her on a date tonight, since this was the only night she had off this week. She told him she desperately needed new clothes and some girl time. Nero smiled.
I'm getting to her.
He couldn't complain to her because he had asked Amo to hook him up with a girl tonight. However, yesterday he had decided no other girl was going to satisfy him. His dick craved Elle.
It will have her, too. I don't understand why Chloe's father hasn't fixed her car yet. She said Lana was going to, and that's who's been picking her up and dropping her off.
Amo spoke when the door came to a close.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem right. But maybe the man is just too busy. Lana clearly is the help, and you know people like that force their kids to be raised by their workers. I'll ask Elle about it sometime. But you know she doesn't give up shit. Nero knew Elle wasn't going to tell him, yet if he asked strategically, maybe he could find out something.
Well, we know if she doesn't say shit, then that isn't good,
Amo continued after a moment.
My dad knows I set us three up tonight.
Nero ran his hands through his hair.
Shit,
Amo laughed.
Yeah, I figured you might have changed your mind.
Doesn't matter. Now I have to go.
Nero would go. Amo's dad would tell his father if he didn't go, and since they were in public school and no relation to Elle, it would be uncharacteristic for him not to.
Hell, it will look good that I go.
The girls want to go to Poison,
Amo said.
Fuck me.
Nero hated that place. It was an expensive-ass lounge for teens. Nero never needed to go to a lounge to get laid and waste all his money in the process. He figured the girls wanted to go since they had most likely never been. Now Nero was going to not only have to pay for him, but her, and he wasn't even going to get laid by the end of it. Vincent shrugged.
I heard Cassandra is planning to be there tonight, so it might not be that bad.
Nero smiled.
At least I'll get something out of the night.
He would pay double what the night would cost him to get a hold of Cassandra. He hadn't seen her since she'd tried to fuck with Elle in the cafeteria.
Just give me the shy one out of the group, but I'm sure you two won't mind.
Vincent spoke quickly.
Fuck no, man. I'll be able to swoop in and have two to play with.
Not if I swoop in first,
Amo replied. Nero shook his head as he walked away.
Tonight might not be so bad.
He could get even with Cassandra and keep making his father think Elle was just a job. Nero smiled, thinking it was all working out.
What could possibly go wrong?
Chapter 26. You've got this all wrong, motherfucker. Elle flipped through the rack of clothes.
The Goodwill gods are not looking out for me today.
They had scoured every thrift store, and all Elle had been able to find was more t-shirts. She had only been able to find three she liked, and they were a little iffy with all the holes they had accumulated. Elle was looking for something different, but of course those staple pieces only came along every so often. Going through the racks, Elle thought about what Nero had asked her on the drive home. He had asked her if she was planning to drive with Chloe again once her car was fixed. She had told him she hadn't made her mind up for his sake. She liked riding with Nero, but she would be there for Chloe before him. That wasn't what bugged Elle, though. He had then proceeded to ask her why Chloe's car had still been parked at the school until this morning. That brought up a whole can of worms Elle would never talk about. She had been thankful when he dropped the conversation pretty quickly, yet now she was thinking it might have given him some information he had wanted to know. Elle moved to another rack, this time smiling at remembering when Nero had parked a house down. She had been able to see he was a little upset still that he wasn't going to take her on a date yet. As a result, she had promised him the next time she was off, she was all his. That was when it dawned on Elle. They were becoming pretty serious. Yes, it might have only been a few days between them, but Elle had seen since freshman year that Nero was never around only one girl. She had watched the way he treated girls, and he didn't treat her the same as them.
Well, maybe in the beginning he did.
Elle couldn't describe the feeling. She didn't even attempt to understand it, but something in her said it was right. It only grew stronger every second they spent together alone, as well as when Nero kissed or touched her when no one was looking.
What about this?
She saw Chloe hold something up a few racks down. The emerald green color struck her.
I love that. Elle walked over and took the garment from Chloe, then headed to the dressing room. She threw off her shirt and put it on. Elle looked at herself in the mirror, loving her reflection. It was a tight V-neck sweater that was almost meant as a dress. It hugged all her curves, and the color looked fantastic next to her hair and skin coloring. Elle knew it would match perfectly with her black leggings at home. Elle opened the door so Chloe could see the outfit.
Oh my gosh, you have to get that. I would wear that. Well, if it was black.
Elle laughed at her friend. Chloe only wore one color, and that was black. She could barely remember Chloe in bright and cheery clothes so long ago. Honestly, Chloe looked good in anything. Her clothes may be black, but they were expensive. Her father forced her to dress in the nicest ones, and even though he didn't approve of the color that much, he at least didn't force her to wear a different one, like pink. Elle shook her head at the thought of Chloe wearing the color pink.
Thank God. I was beginning to think I wouldn't find anything. At least this will replace my white sweater Bimbo number one destroyed.
Elle had loved that sweater, but this one was definitely going to make up for it.
Me too. Maybe the person who donated that brought more. We better hurry up and look through the rest of the racks. It's late and they close soon.
Elle nodded and turned around to head back in the dressing room. She heard Chloe laughing behind her, making her stop to look at her before she closed the door.
What is so funny?
Elle inquired.
I was just thinking about what Nero's face is going to look like when he sees you in that.
Nero listened to the obnoxiously loud music playing. It was very dark, with almost neon lighting all around. They sat at an uncomfortable high table as they ordered some drinks and appetizers. Nero looked around the full table. Amo and Vincent looked like they were at home, sitting beside two public school girls who were wearing glitzy, tight dresses. Unfortunately, the girl beside him was dressed the same way, and there was not a shy one out of the group. Nero hadn't even caught their names when they'd introduced themselves. Before Elle, he would have had all their names in 1 second and their dresses off the next. Looking at Amo and Vincent, he could tell they clearly liked that Nero was out of the game. Nero's eyes had wandered the whole night, looking for Cassandra.
I find her, get what I want, and then I'm out of this fucking place.
He could sense the girl he was with was getting a little wounded, that Nero wasn't paying her any attention, especially with his friends all hands-on and frisky in front of them. At first, he did feel a little bad, but then, when she started to get a little hands-on and frisky herself, he didn't care that he was rude, pushing her hands off him. This girl was far from Elle, and that was who both of his heads wanted. Nero turned his attention to the dance floor. That part of the lounge was crazy, and he had no intention of going near it. Everyone was barely 2 inches apart, dancing on top of each other.
Get a bunch of horny teenagers together, and you get an orgy.
As Nero saw a fake blonde appear on the dance floor, he turned toward Amo and Vincent and waved his head toward the mass of dancers. Nero stood with Amo and Vincent, them telling the girls to wait there. Nero kept his eyes on the back of the fake-ass blonde hair.
I fucking got you.
He and his crew pushed through the teenagers, who desperately needed to get laid already, until he finally reached the girl. Nero spun her around, and his control started to shake.
Ugh, today is not my day, is it?
Elle said as she finished up with the last rack.
I cannot believe we only found one thing.
Chloe was now sitting on the floor. Elle looked over at her friend, who was exhausted from trying to help her find clothes.
I know. Let's pay and get the hell out of here. I'm starving. Thank God. My stomach has been growling for the last hour.
Chloe confessed. Elle and Chloe walked to the checkout and handed over the green sweater.
It'll be $3.
the older woman said from behind the counter.
God, I love Goodwill.
Elle handed over the $3, and the woman handed her a grocery bag with her sweater inside. She and Chloe then headed for the door.
Ding!
Elle pulled out her phone as they headed toward Chloe's BMW. Her phone displayed there was a new text message from Asshole, making Elle smile.
Who was that?
Chloe asked once they were seated in her car. Elle knew she was asking because only Chloe usually texted her.
Nero, let me see what he said.
Elle went to her messages and read, "Meet me at Poison. Urgent." Elle stared at the words, confused.
Well?
She looked over at Chloe.
He said to meet him at Poison and that it was urgent.
Chloe stared back at Elle, just as confused.
Well, we did always wonder what it looked like inside. Yeah, but I don't have enough money to get inside that place.
Elle didn't know what could be so urgent. Her stomach started to roll in nervousness.
You don't. I do.
Chloe smiled. Chloe stopped her.
Elle, he said it was urgent. Do you want to go or not?
Elle's feeling took over her body.
Let's go.
When Nero looked at her face, he was immediately disappointed. It wasn't Cassandra. Nero let the girl go and turned to his friends.
Fuck! I can't stay here any longer.
His control was finally gone. Amo laughed.
It must be hard seeing every sad sack in here is going to go home and get laid when you haven't even got Elle's top off yet.
He had to speak loudly for Nero to hear him.
Fuck you.
Nero went to walk off, but saw Vincent frozen in place, staring. Nero followed his eyes to two girls dancing together.
Who is that? I need to fucking meet her.
Vincent said with his mouth practically hanging open. Nero knew which girl out of the two he was talking about instantly. The girl was wearing a black dress that was loose at the top but tight over her ass. The material barely covered it, showing her long legs. He was sure if she bent over slightly, her whole ass would hang out. She was long and lean, the narrow type, and even though she wasn't Nero's type because of the small curves,
I prefer something I can grab onto.
He was even entranced by her dancing. It was pretty dark in here, though the sudden flashes of neon every so often could sometimes light up the person's face. However, the guys hadn't seen either of the girls' faces yet. Nero noticed the guys around them salivating to dance with the girls. They tried to join in, but the girls kept pushing them away, making them all the more desirable. A flash quickly illuminated the girls.
Wait, I think I know them.
Vincent squinted his eyes. Nero looked at them harder. The other girl in the purple baby doll dress looked familiar to him as well. The girls danced around until they faced them. Another flash lit up their bodies.
Holy shit! That's my fucking sister!
Vincent remarked. Nero recognized the girl in the purple dress was Vincent's sister the moment he said it. Adeline had become Vincent's stepsister when his mother had married her dad when Vincent had been a toddler. They had grown up together and hadn't realized they weren't related by blood until they could understand the concept. Adeline might technically be Vincent's stepsister. However, to him, she was his sister.
Yeah, but who's the one I need in my fucking bed?
Amo was infatuated with the girl dancing as well. Vincent stared at the girl shaking her ass as she pushed her light brown hair back.
Lake! My fucking sister's best friend!
Damn! Have you been keeping her all to yourself?
Amo couldn't pull his eyes away. Unfortunately, neither could Vincent.
No, man! I've known her since preschool, so don't fucking think about it!
Nero laughed, his anger now gone. Vincent was clearly caught off guard by her. Vincent had evidently never thought about Lake that way, but right then, he was seeing her in a new light. Literally, neon light. Nero watched as Vincent's face started to become pissed and torn at the same time.
Shit, man. Just think about all the years you've missed out on that one,
Amo said. Nero was trying to cease his laughter.
They are dead,
Vincent declared, his nose practically flaring. Nero figured it was probably hard seeing them this way, especially his sister. While he looked back at the two girls dancing, two guys came up and started to grab them.
Oh, shit. No, they are fucking dead.
Vincent started pushing through the crowd with Nero and Amo following him. Nero knew this was not going to turn out well for the two guys, as well as Vincent's sister and her best friend. Nero smiled as they came closer.
Tonight is looking up.
Nero had always looked forward to a good fight.
Vincent?
Adeline yelled as she pushed the guy off her.
Huh?
Lake shoved the guy as she turned to see. The two girls quickly started walking toward them. Vincent yelled at them.
What the fuck are you both doing here?
They're with us.
Two guys pulled them back behind them. Nero noticed they weren't the ones who had been trying to dance with them.
Okay then, who the fuck are you two?
Vincent asked, pointing to the two who had been trying to dry hump his sister and her friend. The two guys reached out and grabbed the girls back. The one who held Vincent's sister spoke.
We're the ones who are gonna fuck them by the end of the night, so find your own.
Hey, get off me!
Lake hit at the guy holding her by her ass.
You really shouldn't have said that,
Adeline said to the guy pinned to her waist. Vincent started rolling up his sleeves.
You've got this all wrong, motherfucker. That's my sister you're holding there, and unfortunately, it will be the last girl you'll be able to hold.
The guy groping Lake started to laugh in his face.
This bitch isn't your sister?
He looked down at Lake.
Looks like you're mine.
Vincent flexed his jaw at the two guys who had been groping the girls on the dance floor.
These fuckers are mine. You two get the little shits who brought them here.
Nero and Amo started rolling up their sleeves, grinning, looking at the two trying to grab the girls back into their possession. Nero grabbed Vincent's shoulder.
Man, I thought you'd never ask.
Amo snickered.
You guys can thank me later for bringing you here.
Chapter 27 Out of the Poison's Doors. Elle and Chloe walked into the dark lounge. Elle hoped Chloe would be okay surrounded by so many people. She looked over at her and saw she tried to make herself as small as possible, so people couldn't bump into her.
We should go back.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
The chanting sounded over her voice.
Shit! Nero!
Elle started running toward the crowd with Chloe right behind her. Elle's mind couldn't think as she pushed through the crowd for them to pass, her body only reacting. Elle and Chloe finally reached the front of the crowd, their mouths dropping open at what they were witnessing. Nero was toying with a helpless guy, letting him get close to take a shot, but then he would strike out, punching him in the face. The guy was too slow and dumb to stop him. Elle moved her eyes to Amo when he reached out and took a guy in a chokehold, his feet dangling high off the ground. What really drew Elle's attention was Vincent. He was fighting off two guys, making them end up hitting each other when Vincent would move out of the way. The one to recover first came back at Vincent, kneeing him in the groin and making him fall to his knees. Vincent recovered quickly, taking the guy's head in his hand and kneeing him right in the face, making him completely fall to the ground. Vincent laughed as he walked toward the other guy, now begging. Still laughing, he picked him up by his shirt, making him stand. Vincent cocked his fist back.
You piece of shit!
Punch in the face.
Motherfucker!
Another punch in the face. The guy toppled over to the ground, and Vincent put his shoe over his hand, flat on the ground.
Don't ever touch my sister again!
Vincent picked his foot up, then smashed his hand, making the poor guy scream in pain. As two girls winced inside the circle, Elle figured one of them must be his sister. Elle returned her eyes to the three guys now laughing at the destruction they had caused. Elle then looked at the four unmoving on the floor. They were a bloody mess. Elle looked up and took a step forward.
Nero?
She watched the three guys cease their laughing and look toward her. Nero looked at her like she was crazy.
Elle, what the hell are you doing here?
Elle thought he acted like he definitely didn't ask her to be there.
You texted me to come here.
When he still looked confused, she repeated his text.
Meet me at Poison. Urgent.
Nero shook his head, still confused.
I didn't text you.
Elle saw three girls appear in glittery, tight dresses. They each wrapped their arms around Nero, Amo, and Vincent.
That was so fucking hot,
the one holding Nero around his waist said. Elle stepped forward.
Who are you?
Nero, stunned, went to push her off and tried to speak, but she beat him to it.
His date. And who the hell are you, bitch?
The girl spoke and looked just like Cassandra. Elle backed up before the tears started to well in her eyes. She pushed through the crowd even though she heard Nero yelling her name. She ran as fast as she could through the people, starting to suffocate. She felt the shattering of her heart take place. Finally, she reached the doors, taking her outside and greeted the cool air. Stopping to turn around, Chloe was right there, thankfully. She returned to her escape, going for Chloe's car.
Elle, stop!
Nero's voice commanded again. Elle stopped in place.
I'm done doing what you say, and I'm fucking done running from you.
Elle quickly spun around and saw that Nero had stopped in his tracks along with Chloe, Amo, and Vincent, waiting to see what took place. Elle picked up her feet faster and faster, heading right toward Nero. She could see the "oh shit" written all over his face. Elle hit as hard as she could on Nero's chest, repeatedly making him back up a step with each hit.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Nero grabbed her arms, stopping her.
Elle, it isn't what it looked like. I promise.
Elle laughed mockingly through the tears that ran down her face.
Oh, it wasn't what it looked like? Just how yesterday it wasn't what it looked like when you were sandwiched between two other fake blondes? You fucking promised me yesterday.
Nero brought her closer to him.
I need you to trust me.
Elle looked up into his emerald eyes.
I'm sick of all your bullshit promises, and the I give you my word.
Elle's shattering heart finally crumbled.
I will never, ever trust you again, Nero.
She watched Nero's determined eyes.
Elle, listen.
Elle spat in his face.
No, I'm done listening to you. I'm done doing what you ask. Don't fucking talk to me again.
Elle's voice rose louder.
Just leave me the fuck alone.
Elle snatched her arms back as the inside of her started picking up the broken pieces, attempting to place them back together. Nero had been bad news from the start, and Elle had known it.
Nero is not worth this.
She backed up and looked toward Chloe.
Let's go.
She watched Chloe's face turn into one she had never seen before. Chloe walked up to Amo and kicked him right in his shin. Amo grabbed his shin.
Ow! What the fuck did I do?
You should be ashamed of yourself, and you too.
She pointed to Vincent as he backed up a few steps.
I know you put him up to this.
Chloe turned around and stomped off toward Elle. When she passed Nero, she stopped.
I have nothing to say to you. You know what you just lost.
Chloe finally kept walking to Elle, who was stunned at Chloe's behavior and happy her friend had stood up for her. Elle silently thanked God this had happened sooner rather than later as she walked toward Chloe's car. She questioned what her sanity could have been if she had spent a long time with Nero. Opening her door and getting in, she slammed it. Shutting her eyes, she replayed his words.
I promise, baby.
Her tears started falling again. Elle wiped them away when Chloe got in the car. She didn't speak, just drove to Elle's house. Chloe parked her car in Elle's driveway, and then they slowly got out of the car, going in her home and to her bedroom. Elle sat on her bed with her head in her hands.
Do you want me to leave?
Chloe whispered to her as she sat down beside her. Elle shook her head and looked up.
No, stay.
Okay, I can go make some popcorn and ice cream, and we can watch your favorite movie, The Little Mermaid.
Elle chuckled through her new tears. Her friend could always cheer her up.
I'll be right back,
Chloe said, getting up. Elle watched her walk out the door, then scrunched herself up in a ball. No matter how much she tried, the pieces kept falling. There wasn't enough glue in the world to keep her shattered heart together. Nero stood there, watching Elle get in the car.
Fuck.
He had no idea how he was going to fix this colossal fuck-up. Elle had dealt with enough, and that had been the last straw for her. The look on her crying face had killed him. He didn't even know where to start on telling her the truth.
You know what you just lost.
Chloe's words had struck him. He did know, and that was what killed him the most. Nero didn't even understand why she was here.
I didn't text her.
Nero pulled out his cell phone from his pocket and went to his messages. Sure enough, Elle's exact words from earlier displayed on his screen. Nero knew no one had taken it from his pocket.
How in the hell did that happen?
We need to get out of here before the cops show,
Adeline said as she and Lake came out of Poison's doors.
What the hell were you all here for?
Vincent asked, storming toward them. Adeline and Lake pulled their dresses down and pulled their tops up to cover their cleavage.
Why the hell do you think?
Vincent's face started to contort. Lake stepped in, confessing,
I begged her to come dancing with me. It's my fault. The only way we could get in was going with those guys. We didn't do anything with them, though.
Vincent took a deep breath.
Good. You can't date boys until you graduate. I don't care if it's only a few months away. I won't say anything, but I better not catch you two again.
Nero watched the two both nod, even though it took Lake hitting Adeline's arm before she did. Vincent held out his keys.
Go get in the car. I'm taking you both home.
Adeline snatched the keys, and they both started running. Vincent yelled, watching Adeline hold her dress down as she ran.
You're burning those fucking dresses when we get home!
Lake tried to pull her dress down at Vincent's comment. Vincent changed his mind.
Actually, give them to me. I want to get rid of them.
Nero would have laughed under different circumstances. Vincent was clearly just as shaken up as he was right now. Vincent walked toward him.
My fucking retinas are burned from watching my sister's ass in there.
Amma was able to laugh, though.
Yeah, right. You were too busy watching Lake's ass to notice it wasn't even your sister with her.
Vincent was about to say something, but then thought otherwise, looking at Nero.
I'm sorry about Elle, man.
Yeah, I feel bad. I set this whole thing up. Then Elle and Vincent's sister happened,
Amo added. Nero ran his hands through his hair.
Oh yeah, we owe you a thanks, right?
Thanks a fucking lot,
Vincent got out. They started to hear sirens coming closer.
Let's get out of here. Amo, you're going to fucking owe me for this.
All right, man, I understand.
They all started walking to their own cars. As Nero walked toward his Cadillac, he thought of Elle's last words.
Just leave me the fuck alone.
He opened his car door, getting in.
Not in a million years, baby.
Nero spun out of there right before the cops arrived. He didn't know how he would win her back yet. All he knew was he wasn't going to stop
until L was his for good. Chapter 28. The Horror in the Mirror. Elle spent the whole weekend in her bed, trying not to cry.
Yeah, unsuccessfully.
The only time she left her bedroom was to go to work, which she couldn't get out of. She hated leaving the house to do so, though. The love of watching the city pass through her bus window and as she walked to work was now gone. Elle had felt like a mushy mess. Her eyes were stained red, her hair was unkempt, and her clothes were mismatched. She had actually thanked God for her uniform this weekend. Elle went through varied emotions. She went from happy that it was over so soon between them to sadness it was over, and all the way to straight-up axe murderer that he had done this to her, and everything else in between. Elle promised herself she was going to get over him by Monday.
There is no way Nero is seeing me like this.
Elle was determined Nero wasn't going to think he had gotten the best of her. She was going to move on, and he was going to see it Monday morning. When Monday morning rolled around and Elle's alarm clock went off, she thought of a new way to destroy it when school was finally over. She woke up groggy.
More like I feel like shit.
Turning on the bathroom light, she saw the horror in the mirror. She didn't exactly know if this was even fixable. She wished Chloe was there to help.
Wait, Chloe can help.
Elle ran back to her bedroom and hit Chloe's number. It rang several times. Elle knew it was pretty early and thought she should hang up, but then it was answered.
Hello?
Chloe sounded wide awake to her. She knew she'd hardly slept, but damn, it was early.
Chloe, I need your help. I look like shit.
Chloe's voice sounded almost cheerful.
Be right there. Bye.
Chloe was definitely the one for the job. She had to look like $1 million a lot of the time due to her dad's work. She had to go to many occasions with her parents and look like the part of the perfect, beautiful daughter. Unfortunately, with her scars, her father made sure she looked like $2 million, so it would distract from the slashes down her face. Elle knew if any other girl had Chloe's markings, they wouldn't pull it off. But since Chloe was beyond gorgeous naturally, she made them look beautiful.
Chloe can pull anything off.
Elle brushed her teeth and washed her face before Chloe got there. When she did arrive, she immediately got to work. Elle kept her hands locked in her lap and didn't move while Chloe was working on her. She thought Chloe would wear gloves before she even started working. She didn't. And Chloe made sure to use all the tools.
Okay, what are you going to wear?
Chloe asked as she put away her hair tools. Elle shrugged.
I don't know, just a t-shirt and jeans, I guess.
I did not do your makeup and fix your matted hair for a t-shirt and jeans.
Chloe walked into Elle's closet and came out.
Where is the green sweater?
Elle looked at the floor.
I don't want to wear that.
Why not?
Chloe asked, sitting on her bed. Elle knew it was stupid, but the only reason she had liked it instantly was because it had reminded her of Nero's eyes. As such, she didn't want to wear it. Elle didn't want to tell Chloe that, though. Therefore, she simply shrugged.
Elle, do you want to make him regret ever cheating on you and shove it in his freaking face?
Elle thought for a second.
Yes, I fucking do.
Elle got up and went into her closet, shutting the door. She dressed in the small space, putting on her black leggings and getting the sweater down from the top shelf. Then she put on some high, black boots. She came out, and Chloe's mouth went into a smile.
He is going to cry himself to sleep tonight.
Nero leaned up against his car in the student parking lot. Amo and Vincent had joined him a few minutes earlier. His car was just a few feet away from Chloe's parking spot. Nero knew he and his crew were still going to have to provide some protection. If anyone got wind of him and Elle breaking up, she would be done for. Nero rubbed his eyes. He hadn't gotten much sleep the past few nights. He wanted to believe it was going to be easy winning her back, but honestly,
Nero had no idea where to start. He had no women expertise outside of the bedroom. He had spent the weekend following Elle to and from work, again. Moreover, Nero found it even more miserable than the first time he had done it. Watching her so close and not talking to her was torture. Then not going into the diner while she worked was the worst kind of torture. He had noticed she didn't look like herself and was clearly in pain. He figured that was why he didn't talk to her or pop up in the diner. He didn't want to cause her more damage. She's had enough of that.
"How are you, man?"
Vincent asked, breaking through his thoughts. "Fine," Nero answered quickly, not wanting to let them think he was torn up over a girl.
"And how's she?"
Amo asked.
"She looked pretty rough last night,"
Nero confessed. Vincent laughed.
"You're going to have to come up with something good, man. Thank God I'm not you."
"Yeah, I know. Listen, we need to be on them. I think Cassandra comes back today."
Nero knew he wasn't going to be able to get too close without making up with Elle yet, but he needed to get as close as he could. Amo and Vincent nodded. They waited for about 5 minutes until Chloe's BMW appeared and pulled in her spot. Nero watched as the passenger's door opened and a pair of black boots hit the ground. When the door was closed shut, he blinked his eyes several times before he realized it wasn't going to change anything.
Holy hell.
Nero felt an intense amount of emotions as he watched Elle's ass sashay across the parking lot in that outfit. Firstly, he wanted to fuck her. Secondly, he wanted her to dress like that more often. Lastly, he wanted to know why she looked perfectly fine. When only Elle's back was visible, his first emotion returned harder.
"It's been a fucking while, okay?"
Nero noticed his friends gawking.
"Hey, fuckers, move your eyes to someone else."
"Damn, Nero, you were right. Elle is just so heartbroken."
Amo couldn't hold in his laughter. Nero leaned up from the car and ran his hands through his hair. He turned back to them and saw Vincent closing his eyes, whispering something.
"What the hell are you doing?"
Vincent whispered something else before he opened his eyes.
"I was just thanking God for leggings."
Elle and Chloe went through the chicken patty line.
"Picking what we want is now over."
Elle knew it had been good while it lasted, and honestly, she didn't even know if she was going to be able to eat today. She had completely forgotten about lunch money. Not like she would have paid the ridiculous price for it anyways. Elle and Chloe moved up the line. She had been on the lookout the whole morning, and Chloe had started walking behind her again. She did notice that the three assholes had been following them all day, though.
"I don't need to be followed."
Elle and Chloe grabbed a tray full of fries and a chicken sandwich, and then went to give the lady their number. Elle held her breath, wondering if she was going to get away with it. When she did, she couldn't believe it. Elle figured the only reason she had was because the lunch lady in the other line was much meaner.
"So I guess I'm stuck eating chicken patties for the rest of the semester."
Elle walked toward her and Chloe's original table, but found it full.
"Shit."
She looked around and saw the only table that was unoccupied was the table in the corner that they had sat at Friday. Elle turned and walked toward that table. As she did, she noticed Nero, Amo, Vincent, and Leo sat at the table closest to it.
"Of course they are."
The other surrounding tables were still filled with the football team. Elle took the seat facing the lunchroom again, and Chloe took the one in front of her, just like she always had before.
"I guess some things can never change."
Elle gave Chloe a reassuring smile. Chloe hadn't been prepared to go back to their old ways. Elle had watched her as she had blossomed back into her old self. It had been the happiest Elle had seen her since she had met her the first day of high school. Elle picked up her sandwich to take a bite, when she noticed the lunch lady from the other line was heading her way.
Chloe, why is she coming toward us?"
Elle watched Chloe swing her head around and then quietly speak.
"Should we be afraid right now?" I don't...
Elle gasped as the lunch lady snatched her sandwich out of her hand and put it back on the tray.
I told you last week, Elle, you need to pay for your lunches. No more charges.
Elle heard her mumble under her breath.
This isn't a damn charity.
As she walked away, Elle and Chloe's mouths hung open as she then walked right up to the trash can and threw away her tray. She knew this school had really gone to the next level when they'd rather throw away food than feed a hungry child.
Can she do that?
Chloe asked, turning back around.
She just did,
Elle said, wanting to disappear. Chloe pushed her tray away.
You can have mine. I'm not that hungry.
No, Chloe, I don't want it. It wasn't what I wanted anyways.
Chloe wrung her hands in her lap.
Yeah, me either.
Did that just happen?
Nero heard Leo ask.
Fuck this school. Why do we even go here?
Amo added. Vincent looked at Nero.
That was the most fucked up thing I have ever seen. Something needs to be done about that.
Nero was trying to calm himself. Yeah, by thinking of 1,000 ways to murder that old ass bitch. He could deal with that later. He took a deep breath.
Vincent, I need you to do me a favor.
Vincent smiled.
Strangle the life out of her?
That sounded nice.
Maybe later. I need you to go buy Elle another lunch, and don't get the chicken sandwich. I know they didn't want that shit.
Nero stopped and looked back at their table.
Get them both new lunches.
Vincent sounded surprised.
Why me? Because Elle won't take it from me, and she will think I paid if Leo gave it to her.
Nero paused, not wanting the next words to come out of his mouth.
And for some reason, she likes you the most between us.
Vincent looked over at the lunch lady who had thrown Elle's tray away.
I'll be happy to.
Chapter 29. The Five Stages of Heartbreak. Elle picked her head up from the table as she felt something being set on top of the wood.
What is this?
Elle looked at the tray being set before her, filled with chicken strips, mashed potatoes, and corn. She also saw Vincent set a tray in front of Chloe as well.
Lunch.
Vincent then set down a water bottle in front of her. Elle pushed the tray toward him.
Take it back.
Vincent let out a breath and pulled a seat underneath him as he sat down.
Listen, sweetheart. I know you don't want to take it because of what happened with you and me.
This has nothing to do with that. I don't want it.
Elle retorted as she pushed the tray closer to him. Vincent put his hand on the tray and pushed it back to her. He looked straight at her as he spoke.
It has everything to do with that. But what you need to understand is I care about you too. So you're going to fucking eat it and enjoy it. And I will be walking you both to class until you and Nero figure this shit out.
Vincent turned to look at Chloe.
Because I'm sick of watching you walk behind Elle. Walk fucking beside her.
Elle watched Chloe's eyes grow big. Elle attempted to protest, but Vincent was a little too crazy to tell no. She did like Vincent and could handle him being around her.
But there is nothing to work out between me and Nero.
When Vincent was satisfied, he took Chloe's old plate from the middle of the table and threw it in the trash can closest to the lunch lady as he stared her down.
Oh my God, I think he may need to be admitted,
Chloe whispered. Elle's eyes went back to Chloe.
He is a psychopath for sure, but he is the nicest one out of the three. Sorry, Elle, but he isn't. Nero is.
Chloe stated it like it was a fact. Elle opened her mouth.
No, he isn't.
Chloe picked up a chicken strip and took a bite.
He is, too. You're just in the denial stage.
Elle reluctantly picked up her own strip, thinking it looked too tasty, and took a bite.
The denial stage? Yeah, the five stages of heartbreak.
Elle rolled her eyes at her best friend.
There's no such thing.
She and Chloe had a good lunch, regardless of what had happened. When it was time to head to class, Vincent came back over to walk them. One look at Vincent's face, and she let him. Bringing Hannibal Lecter out wasn't on her to-do list for the day. Vincent walked beside Elle, and Elle walked beside Chloe. She had to admit it was pretty weird because Vincent had walked behind Chloe before, while Nero used to walk beside her. She turned her head and saw Nero and Amo walking a few feet back.
Ugh.
Elle was going to have to get over that, because unfortunately, they could walk wherever they pleased. Turning her head back around, Cassandra appeared before her. Elle came to an immediate stop.
Oh, shit.
Elle had seen she was back at English class, and wasn't eager to see what she would do to her for getting her suspended.
Long time no see, waitress.
Cassandra's high-pitched voice rang in her ears. Vincent slung his arm around Elle's shoulders.
I figured you would have found out that Nero told everyone not to call Elle that anymore. I guess no one gives a shit about you when you're gone.
Cassandra's mouth gaped open, then quickly shut as she took a step forward.
I heard. I just didn't believe it. I missed 4 days of school thanks to you, and you somehow think you're the queen?
Cassandra looked Elle up and down, laughing hysterically.
You're wearing the sweater my mom tossed into the Goodwill bin last month. You're a trashy little waitress, and that's all you'll ever be.
As Elle looked at the deranged face on Cassandra as she laughed, she wanted to run and get the stupid sweater off her body.
And you're just a slutty little whore who is jealous that your tits weren't able to fill the sweater out.
Vincent laughed in her face.
I thought it looked familiar, but I guess I'm only used to seeing you without clothes and on your knees.
Elle couldn't believe her ears and was shocked beyond belief, while Cassandra looked like she had just been punched in the face. Vincent pulled Elle to move along as he threw his final blow.
Come on, Elle. Don't worry. No one will recognize the slut sweater on you. We're all used to seeing her naked and swallowing.
Elle moved with Vincent, still stunned. She looked at Chloe, shaking her head and wondering if it was real, too.
I think that might have been a little harsh.
Cassandra had never been treated like that in her life. She despised Cassandra, but Elle didn't wish her own life upon her.
Sweetheart, I frankly don't give a shit.
Elle couldn't move a bone in her body as the tears slid down her cheek. She had watched the face of the beautiful girl named Chloe kick her in the ribs. Elle had nothing left anymore, becoming numb and paralyzed by the second person in the group to beat her. Elle had begged at first, pleaded, but it all had still led her to the continuation of the beating. So Elle had given up, thinking maybe lying there broken would be enough to get them to stop. The laughing still punctured her ears, along with the jokes. Those had hurt just as bad as the various shoes kicked at her face and body.
"Let's get out of here," she heard one of them say. "The bitch got the message. Good job, Chloe."
Elle couldn't help staring up into the gray eyes, trying to deliver her message. When Elle could no longer see her, she had known Chloe had understood. Elle lay there, wondering how long it would take for death to come and rescue her from her nightmare. She closed her eyes, feeling the warm, red liquid start to coat her body. She knew it was coming soon. Soon, she would be free. Elle heard the rapping of the door enter her dream.
Sweetie, don't you work tonight?
Elle tried to open her eyes, blinking back the wetness that had formed in her sleep. The sound returned.
Elle?
Elle finally saw her bedroom door before her and was able to remember where she was at.
Yeah, sorry, Mom, I fell asleep.
Okay, sweetie, I was just checking.
Elle rubbed her eyes as she heard her mom walk away. She barely remembered how she had ended up here.
finally waking up enough. She remembered the whole day. If only I could forget. When Elle had returned home from school, she had been mentally exhausted and gone straight for her bed. She'd curled up into a ball, not being able to help thinking about the day. Nero had given her space, never walking too close to her and staying far behind. He hadn't sat next to her at English, lunch, or even art. He'd sat at another table that had some football team members. At least he didn't sit with the bimbos right in my face. Elle admitted it had been hard seeing him again. She had grown used to being around him in the short time they'd had. For some reason she didn't know, he had grown on her. Now Elle had to deal with Vincent. He wasn't bad. Okay, he is terrible, but there's worse. Elle was glad he had been there when Cassandra had found her. Otherwise, she wasn't sure what would have happened to her. He had taken her to and from classes with no one giving her any trouble. That she was thankful for. Furthermore, even though she would rather not see Vincent because of Nero, she would deal with it because he'd made sure she and Chloe were safe. Elle rolled over, looking at the time. She needed to start getting ready for work. Tonight she had the late shift and was the one to close again. Elle yawned, wishing she could stay in bed just a little longer. About to rise, she glanced at her bookshelf and noticed something that didn't look right. Elle studied the bookshelf that was jam-packed and full of different things, yet to Elle, she knew something was missing from it. Elle looked at the space that used to hold her photo album. It was gone. Elle rose up and went to the shelf, wondering if it had been moved. She went through the whole thing. Not here. Elle looked around her room. Nothing. Elle distinctively remembered Nero putting it back on the shelf. Nero! Nero couldn't believe he was going to suffer through another night of watching Elle go to work as she boarded the bus. Why the fuck can't I talk to her? Nero had no idea how to win her back. He'd thought he would find some way during school, but no opportunities had been presented. Nero followed the bus to the stop Elle got off at. As she departed, a sick feeling in his gut appeared. He had noticed a guy wearing a dark hoodie, had kept a few paces behind her. Nero kept his eyes glued to Elle as he went to park his car, his gut feeling too strong. When he got out of the car, a bus passed in front of him, blocking his view. His instinct started screaming at him to run to Elle, but he had to wait for the bus to move out of the way for him to go. When the bus sped on, he looked for Elle. Where the fuck did she go? Nero ran across the street, looking for her or the guy in the hoodie, yet he couldn't see either of them. Shit. As he noticed an alleyway just a few steps ahead of where he had seen Elle standing last, he began running as fast as he could, making a sharp left. Nero's heart stopped along with the world around him. Elle was pushed into an alleyway. Before she could scream, her mouth was covered. Elle kicked and hit at the person, holding her from behind. The boss came for me. Elle knew she probably wasn't going to get out of this alive, but she was going to do whatever it took to possibly survive. Shutting her eyes, she bit at the hand over her mouth, just how she had seen the man who had been murdered do. Fuck, he died. Elle bit harder when the guy didn't remove his hand. She felt her body being thrown into a brick wall, and then she heard the sound of her skull hitting the brick. Elle slid down the wall, slowly feeling herself lose consciousness.
Shit, I didn't,
she heard a deep voice say as he held her face in her hands. Elle tried to fight the feeling of darkness, but her lids became too heavy for her to hold.
Stay awake.
Elle held her eyes open a moment longer to see the face of a man she had seen at the diner. It was the college guy who had dropped the fork.
Why would he?
Elle's eyes fell closed as her mind slowed down, trying to shut off. She felt a commotion going on beside her and heard the sound of flesh hitting flesh. Elle attempted to say a name as darkness fell upon her.
Chapter 30. The Clock is Ticking. Nero sat in the chair beside his bed, trying to steady his hands. His eyes never moved from Elle as she lay there, unmoving. He kept telling himself she was going to be all right. He just wished he could believe the doctor's words. He had called the doctor his family used, legally and illegally, to come to the house as fast as possible. He'd told Nero she would be fine, and that she just suffered from a concussion. Nero wondered how many more times her head could take a hit before serious damage was done. God only knows how many times she's been hit in the head. Nero ran his hands through his hair as he got up to stand over her. He had never seen anything more beautiful in his life. He ran his fingers across her tan skin on her cheek, feeling the softness. She looked peaceful to him, and he would have thought she was actually at peace if she didn't have a bandage on her head. Nero had been waiting for Elle to be in his bed, and here she was, in one of his old t-shirts she had been changed into. The feeling wasn't what he had hoped, though. Nero looked at his now fucked up hand. He had beaten the guy to a bloody pulp and left him there to live or die. I really don't give a shit. The past few days had confused Nero. One thing had happened after another where it concerned Elle, and he knew he had been missing something. Moreover, he had only grown further confused when the douchebag who had hurt Elle looked sorry for what had happened. Nero took a deep breath as he reluctantly left his bathroom. He headed down the stairs and went through his house, going up to the door he was seeking. Nero turned the handle of the office door and went inside.
I was wondering when you would finally figure it out. I hope you're not too mad, brother.
Nero walked toward the edge of the big desk holding Luca's feet.
Mad that you slashed Chloe's tires? No. Mad that you paid guys to make me jealous? No. Mad that you hacked my phone and texted Elle so she could catch me with another girl? No.
Luca put out his cigarette.
Technically, Sal hacked your phone. I just told him to.
Nero flexed his jaw. His brother's nonchalant attitude was getting the best of him. He thought about Elle lying upstairs, and that was when he hit his breaking point. Nero reached out and slammed the back of the leaning chair down as hard as he could, making Luca fall with it. Nero's feet were then swept out from under him as Luca grabbed his ankles, making him join him on the ground.
Motherfucker! He could have killed her!
Nero moved on top of Luca, trying to hold him down. Luca laughed in his ear as he maneuvered Nero off him.
Yeah, but he didn't. The moment I saw her, I knew you'd like her, so I had to see how much you actually cared. I just didn't know she would have you whipped so quickly.
Nero elbowed Luca in the gut to get the upper hand.
Why did you do all this? To fucking prove that I liked her?
Luca quickly got Nero on his back and tightly held his neck.
Careful, brother. This has to do with the family, and I'm your underboss. We're not fighting over some girl. This one saw me, Sal, and Dad murder a man, and anyone else who fought me over a job wouldn't live with both of his hands.
Nero did know that was the truth. He was breaking a lot of rules right now just because Luca was his brother. Nero relaxed under Luca's hand at the realization, done fighting. And Luca let go of Nero's neck as he stood.
The clock is ticking, Nero. You need to find out if she saw any of our faces. If she did, then you gotta figure out a way to keep Dad from killing her. She needs to trust you, and you need to move things along at a quicker pace.
As Luca put out his hand to help him up, Nero took it.
And you paying the broke college fucker to kidnap her was supposed to do all that?
Luca smiled at his brother.
She was dragged into an alley and you rescued her. Sounds like some great fucking makeup sex to me.
Nero ran his hands through his hair, pulling back the mass from his eyes. Luca had placed Elle right where Nero had wanted her.
What do you get out of all of this?
Luca picked up his chair from the ground and sat back down in it.
nothing besides my brother's happiness.
Nero snickered.
Yeah, right.
Luca shrugged. Okay, I might gain something out of this. Just remember what I'm doing for you and El. Nero walked toward the door. He knew Luca was trying to help him not get El murdered by their father.
It's just a shitty way to do it.
Nero turned the door handle to leave. Luca smiled through his voice.
You're welcome.
Nero slammed the door on his way out. He knew exactly what his brother meant by "you're welcome." Nero had been waiting for El to end up in his bed for what seemed like a year now. As El's mind started to flicker back to life, she didn't remember her bed feeling so big and warm. She sunk into the bed, loving the feeling. El's mind flickered again. Her head felt heavy and sore. She didn't even want to attempt to move it.
Why does my head hurt so badly?
It all came flooding back. She remembered being pulled into an alley.
Or was that a dream?
Her head screamed at her, and the taste of salt entered her mind as the memory of biting the man's hand returned. Elle opened her eyes, and the image before her was one she had never seen before. Anxiety filled her body as she remembered being thrown into a wall.
Where am I? Does the boss have me?
She felt the bed sink in beside her and strong arms envelop her. Elle remembered the scent, bringing good memories back to her and making her nudge in closer.
I've got you, baby.
A voice cooed to her, one she knew and made her feel safe. Elle loved the smell that started to surround her, along with the deep voice that murmured sweetly in her ear.
How do I know?
Elle's mind fully awakened as her eyes shot open. Her face was pressed into Nero's chest, her body being held by his. She pushed at his chest, trying to get some distance.
Get off me!
Easy, Elle. You hit your head.
Nero rose up on his right elbow, not letting her go. His other hand was on her waist, but he let her lie back to give her some room. Elle looked around the huge bedroom. It was mostly white, with big, dark brown furniture. She saw a leather armchair beside the bed that looked like someone had just gotten up from it. Her focus then shifted to the glass door, a balcony on the other side. The room was masculine, yet beautiful.
Where am I?
Nero laughed.
My bedroom.
Elle thought about how in the world she'd ended up there. The face of the college student appeared in her mind with the sound of flesh hitting flesh. Elle looked up at Nero.
How did you get there so quickly?
Nero took a minute to respond, not wanting to admit the answer.
I've been trying to find a way to talk to you since Friday. For some reason, I ended up just following you.
Elle stared into Nero's eyes.
He's been following me?
She didn't know how to feel about it, yet she could tell it had taken a toll on him. He looked like he hadn't slept in a few days. Elle shut her eyes for a moment, trying to grasp how she'd ended up here in this glorious bed wearing...
What the hell am I wearing?
Nero smiled, flashing his teeth.
One of my t-shirts.
Elle hit at Nero's arm repeatedly.
You changed my clothes!
Nero grabbed Elle's wrists,